Before we start the podcast, we want to take the time to say if you like us, please follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, like, comment on YouTube, subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. It really helps us out and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome to Cherry Bomb at the Movies, where we review all your favorite anime movies, and sometimes your least favorite anime movies. I'm the guy who feeds the pufferfish, Aaron, and with me is the starving raccoon, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
Doing pretty good. It's a very cold, chilly Christmas here.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody listening.
Yeah, and by the time you listen to this, I hope you had a Happy New Year as well.
Yeah, Happy New Year as well.
And what did we watch today, Jay?
We watched the oboe classic, Liz and the Bluebird.
Yes. Do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes. So, two girls grow closer as they practice for their last duet before graduating, a piece called Liz the Bluebird in this beautiful coming-of-age story. And that's brought to us by Amazon, right?
Maybe IMBD. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. But
anyway,
I digress. Liz and the Bluebird.
All right, Jay, you ready for some facts?
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, this is a movie that's based on Ayano Takeda's Sound Euphonium.
Yes, and we covered that anime.
Yeah, great, great anime. Go check that out. Mm-hmm. It was directed by Naoko Yamada, and she directed K-On!, and she also directed the Sound Euphonium series. This studio was Kyoto Animation.
Uh-huh.
They've done several classics such as K-On!, Hyoka, Haruhi, Lucky Star, mm-hmm. Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. Anything I'm missing, Jay, that we've covered?
Not sure, but those ones, that's a lot of them that we covered.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's...
Dragon Maid is usually the one that we forget.
Yeah, and countless of others.
Yeah.
I think...
Sound Euphonium.
Yeah, Sound Euphonium. And then Violet Evergarden, I think, was their last big series.
Yeah.
The music was done by Kensuke Ushio. Oh, he did A Silent Voice and Space Dandy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And a Boogie Pop Phantom.
Space Dandy. We just did that one, so. Yeah.
Oh, and Devilman Crybaby.
Oh, yeah. That was like anime of the year for 2018 or something like
that. Yeah, I wonder what's going to be this year. Interesting. Okay. What'd you think of the... there's no opening. There's no ending.
Yeah, there's no opening, no ending.
So what'd you think of this music? I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, very pretty. Very nice.
It was really good music, really good sound design as well.
Yeah, definitely. With like, there's mostly quiet a lot of the time with just talking and then ambient noises. But like, those ambient noises are pretty good. Like, the footsteps are really good.
One of my favorite moments in the anime is like the beginning, and how it's just really quiet. There's like one instrument piece going and it's also really low.
Yeah,
but it's all you really hear is like the clacking of their feet, the footsteps.
Yeah.
And it's in almost into sync with the music, and it's really good.
Yeah, and it's definitely a really cool introduction to the two main characters, because it's like without like, because at the beginning there's like hardly any talking. But just like the way that their posture is and the way that they walk, you could definitely tell that like one is like more recluse and one's a lot more outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really nice.
It's like a really nice juxtaposition between the characters.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of cool shots in that opening sequence too.
Yeah.
Like explaining how the two are different without really telling you.
Uh-huh.
Like, I forget who the more energetic girl. What's her name?
Noizumi.
Yeah, Noizumi. Are you sure? This is not
I think so.
Yeah, you're right. Noizumi, like, she drops her shoes.
Yes.
When she puts it down. Uh-huh. And then the other girl, she goes and she places them on the...
Yeah, she puts them on the floor like herself.
Yeah, yeah. It's really, I really, really like that little detail. Okay, you want to go to general? Talk about what we generally liked about the movie or generally disliked?
Well, one thing that I really enjoyed was, so this anime actually, I mean, this movie takes place right after Sound Euphobium.
I don't know if it's right after, but it's...
Or it might be like towards the end of the... Okay, so...
Not right after, but it does take place after the series.
It's like the end of the second year.
Yeah.
For
Sound Euphobium. Or nearing the end. Everyone's getting ready for tests. Or the third year's getting ready for tests.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a... Sounds, looks like it's summer.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about like how hot it is. Their uniforms are more cut. Like their arms are cut more.
Yeah. And I think they're doing like the camps as well, where it's like summer vacation and they're like practicing outside where nobody's around.
Which is a pretty cool setting.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed like seeing like all the characters from Sound Euphobium. Well, not all of them, because some of them graduated.
Yeah.
But it was nice seeing like a lot of the characters, especially my girl Natsuki. She's back.
I think I told you as we were watching, it's like it feels like seeing old friends again. You're like, oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, and then you just remember all. I remembered a lot of the names. Like, oh man, I knew Natsuki right off the bat.
Where's Sapphire?
My girl. Sapphire.
This anime made me realize I didn't know I wanted more Sound Euphonium. Like, I know. Series. But I really want another series because it sounds so fun.
Yeah, definitely. Just the soundtrack alone is worth waiting for another season.
Oh, the music. I touched on it a little bit, but music is really good.
Yeah.
And I really love Brass Band. This anime made me appreciate more like of the winds in a brass band. And it's just, there's emotional pieces in here and it's really good.
Yeah.
I actually like that they didn't really focus on the main cast from Euphonium.
Yeah,
like, really in the background.
Yeah, super in the background.
Like,
there was one shot that I remember that, I guess, going into cinematography. I think two main characters were talking, and we see the main character for the anime, like, washing her mouthpiece
in
the sink. But it's in the foreground, and she doesn't say anything, and then she walks away.
Along with the trumpet girl, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're just washing their instruments out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really... I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I could have did without the two girls from the main series, like, performing the duet part.
Oh, yeah, outside.
I seen, like, a little, like, oh, I gotta throw them in there.
Yeah, for the fans.
Yeah. But besides that, it was really good. Like, I really like a whole low-key...
Mm-hmm.
It is. And then, like,
Tuba Girl was like definitely took a back seat in this one. Like, she only had like one line with Sapphire.
Oh no, well, she showed up in the like the very opening.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But then that's about it. Mm-hmm. And then Tuba and then Sapphire.
Uh-huh.
I really wanted more Sapphire because I really like Kirk.
Yeah, she's good.
Ooh, okay, I guess we can go into
art style
and cinematography.
Yeah,
I really like the two different art styles in this anime.
Yeah, really nice to see.
Right away, I bought the standard def version.
Uh-huh.
And right away I was like, I should have just bit the bullet, the $2 extra and got the the HD version.
Yeah,
because it would have looked so good.
Mm-hmm. So the two different styles is, what is the Listen to Bluebird, the book.
Yeah, but it looks like a storybook.
Yeah.
Come to life, like, which is pretty cool.
Like, a lot of the, like, backgrounds and stuff, they don't have black outlines. It's, like, more... It's, like, it definitely pops. It's, like, the colors pop a lot in that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more vibrant.
I wish this movie had more of that. More scenes in the storybook.
Yeah.
There's only, like, maybe three or four actual long scenes. They're not actually even that long.
Yeah.
They're like maybe 5 minutes a pop.
Yeah, maybe.
And there's a near the end of the movie in the climax, it's like, the end of the second, what's the word I'm looking for? Second act. There you go. Okay. Sorry, I couldn't remember. near the end of the second act and third act, like, they stop with the storybook. And I wish there was, like, more. Mm-hmm.
They definitely had, like, they used stuff from the storybook in the real life thing, like the birds and, like, the shadows, stuff like that.
Yeah, I really love the, like, the watercolor bird, too, they use at the end.
Uh-huh.
Very, very dope. The cinematography, one of my favorite cinematic shots is at the very end, near the climax, where the, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be referring to people by their name, which kind of sucks, because we just finished it.
Yeah.
But, the flute girl is, after she plays her solo, mm-hmm. she's, like, gripping on to her
flute?
To her flute.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you can tell that she's, like, struggling with the...
with keeping up with...
Yeah.
With the oboe girl. With, Misery.
Yeah. And that she's, like, has to let her go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even she doesn't really want to let her go, which is kind of cute.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah.
And there's a nice twist if you watch the movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that it's really about her letting go of
Misery. Yeah, instead of, like, because you're led to believe that Misery is the one that's trying to hold on to Noizumi.
Yeah,
but it's really, well, it's kind of almost like give and take, both of them doing the same thing.
Which is actually a really cool subversion on the Manic Pixie Dream Girl. I don't know if you even if you even noticed.
Yeah,
I was really happy about that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't mind it here. Like, I usually mind it because we're not seeing, like, a whole series of it.
Yeah, it's a movie.
But it was really good to, like, flip it to be like, no, like, she has to be the one who's, like, grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Which, kind of talking about just like scenes of, you know. Misery goes and basically spills her heart.
Yeah.
And then she's like, noisy music. Oh, I like how you play oboe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, oh my God, like, that sucks. That scene too is like really how that scene was framed in the, they're like bathed in the sunset.
Yeah.
Very beautiful scene.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And the whole hug itself was very touching.
Oh, real quick, going back to art style, one of my favorite character things that they did, or one of my favorite design choices, is like with Misery, like she's kind of messy haired.
Yeah.
So you can see like strands of hair misplaced. She doesn't have her hair completely like combed.
Yeah,
it's really nice. I really like that.
Yeah, one thing that I really liked, because Misery and the girl that plays trumpet, they look very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Their hair is like same length and same color and stuff like that. But when you see Misery's hair, it almost looks like it's thinner than the trumpet girl. Like maybe the trumpet girl has thicker hair. It's definitely not as kept as the trumpet girl.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked seeing, like, because they, like, basically look the same, but it's definitely a nice thing to see the difference between them.
So I'm just trying to find what the other girl's name was.
Which girl?
The
other oboist?
Yeah.
I don't think they say it. Do they say it?
I thought they did. Anyway, just speaking about my favorite character designs, I can't find her name. But it's the other oboist.
Yeah, the one that keeps asking Misery to, like, go out with the other double reed players.
I really love her design, like, the stars in her hair.
Yeah.
And for a second, I thought the movie was going to turn to where, like Misery's going to be like, no, she's my new, like, bluebird now.
That'd be funny.
That's what I kind of thought I was going to go with. Like, she's filling that gap.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were kind of like separating, and I also do like how the opening of the movie says like disjointed,
yeah,
and then at the end it's,
you know, joint
crossed out, just joint.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh,
yeah. The character that you were just talking about, the other oboe player, I really like her outfit. It's like almost like too big on her. She looks very frumpy, and is she tall? She
I don't think so.
No? She's definitely taller than Misery, right?
Yeah, but Misery's also kind of short.
That's what I was thinking. It was like, maybe it's frumpy because she's tall.
Yeah.
And they have to get her like a big size that's like wide or something.
That's funny. But, oh, like it's tall. Yeah. It's more lengthy than...
Yeah.
But it's more wide.
Wide, yeah.
God, I really... That character really makes me want to watch more because I really want to see her interactions with everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
My favorite thing, going back to music, with her, specifically her, she has her own character track, which is really cool. Uh-huh. I don't know if you noticed, but when she's with the other... The double reed players.
Yeah.
There's like three instruments playing at one time. Mm-hmm. And then when it's just her talking to Misori, it's only that one part.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like her. And I thought that was really, really cool.
You know those other two double reed players? Their instruments looked really cool. They're like a red and gold.
Oh, man.
Looked really nice.
I would have loved if this was an arc in the anime. I would have really enjoyed,
you know what, if there is a I don't know if there's gonna be a third season. I think
there
I,
is yeah there is. So okay. It's confirmed.
Okay, so I'm thinking, well, the third season takes place in their final year at high school, right? So maybe the movie that's after this, the one that takes place
during the second year,
maybe we'll see like other instances of like this movie in the background with them doing stuff.
That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because like the whole when the two main girls were walking down the hallway, they saw the love hug thing.
Yeah,
that looked like its own scene that like we'll probably see, get more info on later on.
Or we already do have info, we just haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I forgot to mention in the beginning, this is 2018 it came out, and then the new one just came out this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, the love hug, that was with the bass section, correct? That's what it looked like. Yeah. I remember seeing...
Was it Sapphire that was hugging?
Yeah, hugging somebody.
Yeah.
And then, because it was like a really random scene.
Yeah.
And it seemed like it was like weirdly emotional, too, and I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I never heard of love hugs.
It's one of those weird Japanese things.
Yeah.
No. All right. So I don't really, I don't feel like there's any really underused characters or characters I didn't really like.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because mainly it's just these two characters.
Yeah. And then like
Misori and
Noizumi.
And God, I really wanted them to hug it out, and
they did hug,
become a couple at the end. Because do you think that somebody who hasn't watched the series can enjoy this movie?
Yeah,
it's hard. They can. Like, I think the extra context, I don't think it's needed, but it's appreciated.
Yeah, that having the extra context definitely makes the movie more enjoyable.
Because like the first four episodes of season two were just about these characters, about Misori and Noizumi. Mm-hmm. And then you get like more expanded upon, like, this is what they look more like in the future or beyond the series. And I really love the characters going back to the second season.
Yeah.
And seeing them in this light as like center stage without what's the main character from Euphonium? What's her name?
Kumiko?
Yeah, Kumiko. Without Kumiko really having to be like the middle person in it, like, it was really good. Like, I could, like, give me a, what's your waifu's name?
Natsuki.
Yeah, Natsuki and the bow girl. Like, give me a movie about them would be really cool, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Kumiko's cool and all, and the brass group is, like, cool and all, but I would really love to see, like, different characters shine by themselves. Like, give them four episode arcs. Like, this could be a nice four episode arc, and it would have been really good.
Yeah, for sure.
I do really enjoy it as a movie because it's paced very well.
Yeah, very slow, but done really well.
I didn't even feel like it was an hour and a half movie. Like, it was slowly paced, but it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything else you want to mention about the character? I just think they're really, really cute together.
Oh, yeah. Definitely like them. I love their demeanor and how they carry themselves. I do like the other characters that have more speaking roles, like Natsuki and the bow girl. She's like the... I guess she becomes the...
Yeah, after Asuka left, she's the leader.
That's in the anime.
Yeah.
She gets appointed. Or she... did she volunteer or
I think was she voted? Appointed. She, like, Asuka nominates her.
Okay.
And she's like, okay, I'll do it. Cute.
Yeah, cute. Definitely. I remember her t-shirt from the anime that said, what did it say? Something about...
It's like, it was like, cement. I eat love. No. Was one of them, like, I run on love or something?
Yeah. Something like that.
Oh, but hers was like cement. Something cement.
Yeah. Something. Natsuki's was the cement one, I think, right?
Yeah, one of them. It was real funny.
Yeah. And those shirts exist.
Yeah.
You can buy them.
All right. You want to talk about favorite...
moments?
Moments, yeah.
Throughout the whole movie, that visuals look really nice and... that kept me, like, really, like, involved in the movie.
I said, near the end, I was really jonesing for more storybook scenes. Yeah. I think the storybook scenes, I started wondering, I was like, did they have a Euphonia movie? And we're like, well, we need to add some stuff, so they added the storybook stuff? Or did you think they wanted to do the storybook stuff and was like, all right, we need to put something with it because we only have this little bit of storybook stuff? And they put it with Euphonium.
No.
I think it was, they're probably conceived at the same time.
Yeah.
And they thought, oh, it would be cool if we did the storybook one ways this way. But I don't know. This was like a funny thought of
mm-hmm.
It'd be really, really cute. Also, real quick, really cute animals in the storybook world. Yeah,
super cute animals.
Yeah, there was like a, me and Jay referred to the raccoon earlier, and that was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like a horse. The horse was really adorable as well.
Yeah, there was like a white ferret. Really cute. And the bunny was also cute. Another thing that I really enjoyed was this movie definitely has some funny moments. The French toast was pretty funny.
Yeah, there's like real genuine funny slice of life moments and reactions.
Yeah, just girl talking is pretty funny. There was another scene where the other oboist, the new one, the first year. She's that first year, right?
Yeah. I would assume you haven't seen her.
She builds up the courage to ask Mizuri out to go to a cafe or something like that. And she shoots her down.
Yeah, she's
and then in the background, you see the other two double reed players. We both had a reaction to that.
Yeah, it's generally fun. I think the series has a bunch of those cute moments in there as well.
Yeah.
Really good. And then...
And you know, and like the anime, this is very, very grounded in reality. Very,
mm-hmm.
very relatable.
Like you said in the description, it is a very coming-of-age story.
Mm-hmm.
I really love the message of the story. It's like, you know, if you love something... It's like the time-old adage. If you love something... You have to let it go.
Yeah.
And what is it? What's the second part? And it's like, it'll come back or something. I don't know. Something about it coming back. Like if it's meant to be.
It'll come back. It'll
come back. Yeah. Have you heard that part to it? The second part?
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's something like that. If you love something, let it free. And if it is what it is, then it'll come back.
Mm.
Yeah. Very, very, very strong message.
Yeah.
I don't really have any bad points I would like to...
Yeah, least favorite moments?
I think, like I said earlier, Kumiko and what's-her-face cameo, the trumpet girl cameo, I thought was a little too much.
I thought it was cute, the three girls looking out the window.
Yeah.
not being secretive at all. They're like, had their head all the way
popped out.
Like, what? They sound so good.
But yeah, I thought that cameo was a little too much.
I have one like really nitpicky thing. There's a couple shots that kind of lingered too long. There was one, it was just like the hallway and like a fire extinguisher that was a little too long. And there was another part with two birds flying.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little long as well. But that's very nitpicky. It's nothing deal-breaking.
Real quick, one of my favorite animations, going back to favorite moments, is the blue bird transforming back into a bird. The blue bird girl transforming into a bird again. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a really nice, fluid animation.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice.
Like, it was like, you're talking about the window part? Like,
no. Oh, that one too, where you see the shadow and then her.
No, like, you can see, you see the bird, like, almost flying right at you. And then she, like, transforms into, like, a.
No, I'm talking about the end where you see her, like, you see her put out her arms and they become wings.
Oh, okay. And that's what you're talking about. She starts,
like, flapping, like, her body, like, folds into itself.
Yeah. That was really cool, yeah.
Yeah, that was really, really nice.
I thought you were talking about when the blue girl would, like, leave the room.
Leave and come back.
Leave and come back, yeah.
That also really strong.
Mm-hmm. And the shadow thing that you're talking about was also really nice.
Oh, and then I guess we didn't talk about it, but another really favorite moment is I really like that the blue bird girl ate, like, bird food.
Oh, yeah, very nice detail.
Yeah, she only ate, like, bread.
Whole berries.
And bread. That was so cute. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really good detail.
Yeah, because the girl was, like, eating a sandwich, and she had just a loaf of bread.
Loaf of bread. Oh, that's adorable. Yeah,
very cute.
All right, anything you want to mention, Jay, before we interrupt?
Another favorite moment. Going back to, like, the shadow, like, you seeing the, like, the blue girl, like, her walking away as, like, a human and then coming back as a bird.
Yeah.
Or later on in the movie, you see, after, like, all things get sorted out or something, you see another bird, like, going past, like, a bunch of windows.
Yeah.
In a shadow. Really cool. Like, reminiscent of that
scene. That scene.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
All right. Now, Jay, anything you want to say before we end the wrap-up? Any other?
I'm glad you picked this movie.
Yeah, it was real good.
It was real fun to watch. Real nice. Touching story.
All right. So, God, I always forget. I don't know why I always forget.
Accessibility.
Anybody can watch this. You don't have to watch the series.
Yeah.
I understand. But I think the context does get a little bit.
It's definitely more enjoyable when you have more context.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you're like, if this would make you go watch the series. If you're like, oh, man, I want to see.
So, yeah. I think it would definitely pique somebody's interest.
Because like, you just have to take it for like face value. That's, oh, you were. You quit band and didn't tell her anything. You just joined back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think having that scene, that actual like play out, was like really cool.
Yeah.
And even like the moment where they meet each other.
Yeah.
For the first time was played out, and that looked pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a really nice thing to see.
Yeah, then you could rent it on almost anything. We rented it on Amazon, but you can get it on YouTube, Google Play, iTunes, bunch of different things.
Yeah. And it's like $10 if you want to buy it.
Yeah, and it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Because I was going to buy it on Blu-ray, but it was like $20.
And
I was like,
okay.
I didn't want to spend $20. What's next?
Rewatchability,
high.
I would watch it again.
I really wanted an excuse to watch this and sound euphonium again. What would you do differently, Jay? I don't know. I wouldn't do anything.
Maybe those lingering scenes make them shorter.
Maybe. But other than that, I thought they were fine. I thought it was a really, really good movie.
Yeah. Nice length movie as well. Didn't overstay its welcome.
All right, Jay. Moment of truth.
This is a, I would say, high recommend.
It's a high recommend. Okay, so this is funny. If you've watched the series, this has got to go watch. You got to watch this.
Yeah.
It's, I would say it's almost mandatory viewing. It's really good. but without the context, which I gotta think most, like in a review, I think most people won't have context. This is a really high recommendation.
Yeah. I'd say it's a high recommend for me.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this supplemental episode.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with our
Assassination Classroom. Classroom we decided on doing the whole series instead of just doing two parts.
Was a mistake. I'm sorry. Well, Jay doesn't know it's a mistake yet, so it's fine. Mm-hmm. Until then, everybody, stay free.
どうしたの？大好きなハグ。